At the movies this week, we'll discover a couple of TV cops riding onto the big screen. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. In TV's classic cop show, Chips, a couple of lovable cops motored their way into viewers' homes each week as they worked to keep the California freeways safe. Now, writer-director Dax Shepard's movie adaptation gives the biker cops plenty of big-screen action and a whole lot of lowbrow humor. Chips returns to the streets of Los Angeles with a couple of new misfits on motorcycles. Shepard's John Baker is a pill-popping retired X Games pro who's trying to start a new career to save his failing marriage. Since he lacks everything required except for the motorcycle skills, he's put on probation and teamed up with new officer Francis Poncherello, played by Michael Pena, who's actually an undercover FBI agent. And while John tries to do his best and keep his job, Ponch not so subtly hunts for a team of dirty cops. Now, while fans of the original TV show are now in their 40s and beyond, the humor in the adaptation is sophomoric and immature. It's raunchy and homophobic, with most of the jokes focused on Ponch's inappropriate hookups, his weakness for tight yoga pants, and his discomfort with the anatomy of his fellow men. It's all overplayed and underfunny, with way more crotch shots than any movie needs. The characters, meanwhile, are erratic and unpredictable. In the series, John was usually the straight-laced one, and Ponch was more of a wild card. Here, the characters' personalities are hard to pin down. They both seem to have their times to play the bumbling misfit who gets them both into trouble. Both of these stars have the ability to be lovable and funny, especially Pena, who steals scenes with even the smallest of roles. But here, they tend to get lost in their characters' cluelessness and immaturity. But is it worth taking a ride with these former TV cops? Not really. It may have plenty of action and motorcycle stunts, but Chips focuses way too much on inconsistent characters and attempts at humor that just aren't funny. It's best to stick with the old TV reruns. It gets a D. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. One of the biggest controversies surrounding the Chips adaptation involves the characters' weapons. In the original TV series, Ponch and John carried guns, but they never used them. In the movie, however, one of the subplots actually revolves around Ponch's use of his gun. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including another reunion with Danny Boyle's T2 Trainspotting, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.